Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Let's talk about the Mercer County High School Ag Machine and Power class. They have a fundraiser going off. Raffle tickets are being sold. Gavin King, take it away. What's going on?
Basically, we bought a 1977 Chevy Nova that is completely restored, and we are going to raffle it off at the next Antique Days, August of 2019. Yeah. And basically, that will just go into our program, all the profit from that, and we will start restoring more cars or doing more motor building like we've done in the past.
In terms of getting tickets, I know we're almost a year in advance of this, but are tickets already on sale, or is that something to be looking out for down the road?
Yeah, we've actually been selling them since a little bit before Antique Days this year. If you can get a hold of Aaron Hart at the school, he's got them, and I don't know, I think Nick Seafeld can also get a hold of them also. But they're just $10 a ticket. And that's one entry.
And give us a little background on Ag Machine and Power in that class. I know we had a fundraiser just this past Antique Days, but why are you so interested in that? And more importantly, why is that important?
Well, it's basically the class where we start out doing small engines like lawnmowers and stuff, and we learn how to rebuild one of those. And then last year, Aaron Hart came to us and said that he has an opportunity for us to rebuild a full-size 350 Chevy. So we got a group of us together and rebuilt that, and that was our giveaway at the last Antique Days, was we gave that away as a door prize. And, I mean, it really gives you an opportunity to get in the shop and do things that most kids don't get to do. There's not very many kids that can say that they've rebuilt a 350 Chevy in a small group of people. I mean, I think we had 12 people at our motor night that we were rebuilding that motor.
Well,
it's a very good thing to be a part of.
Yeah, that is an awesome experience. What type of reaction did you get during Antique Days when they raffled that off and announce the winner at the end of the car show? Were you there, and did you get some feedback from the people that won that?
Yeah, I think the greatest part was when we fired it up and everybody was smiling ear to ear, and we're just all looking at each other. And I mean, that was kind of when it was real for us, that we got to start it in front of everybody and show everybody that, hey, this thing actually works. We didn't just throw it all together and make it look pretty.
Well,
everybody was very supportive. They thought, wow, that's cool. I wish we had that when I was in high school. And it was definitely a good thing to be a part of, and I'd like to see it continue.
Yeah, that's great. And, you know, this is an excellent career opportunity for young kids like yourself who get some hands-on experience in high school with vocational education and potentially want to make a career out of it, a pretty lucrative career too in some of these different endeavors. Is that your storyline? Why don't you explain that a little bit?
There's pretty good money in it if you go into the right thing, and there's a lot of like technical schools and stuff that you can go and get training for brand specific careers, I guess, and it's a very good career, and it's ever changing, so it's definitely a challenge. You have to stay on top of your game.
And again, this vocational program, Ag Machine and Power, again, that they raffled off at Antique Days, a rebuilt 350 Chevy engine, and now they're selling chances for next Antique Days, a 1977 Chevy Nova. And again, the proceeds go back into the motor building program. Those tickets are on sale. Contact Aaron Hart down at Mercer County High School, $10 a chance. All right, Gavin King, a baseball player. We're several months away, but your senior year goes so fast, I tell everybody. So I know you have to be looking forward to the baseball season, even though we're still a ways away. Being part of that successful program, I know, is pretty special. What about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a big group of guys. I mean, we're a big family. We really look out for each other, and we have a good time winning. I'm definitely very excited coming into this year.
All right. And again, Gavin King, a senior down at Mercer County High School. Glad he could tell us a little bit about that Ag Machine and Power class. And again, chances to win a Chevy Nova 1977 model. Tickets on sale. Again, contact Aaron Hart down at the Mercer County High School. Gavin King, thanks for helping us out today.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.